Good morning, everyone. Today is the 23rd of January, Sunday morning, 2023. Well, you know, Paul talks a lot about two different subjects. He talks a lot about hope, and he talks a lot about assurance. And they're inseparably twined together. You can't have assurance without hope, and you can't have hope without assurance. I want to say that again. You can't have assurance without hope, and you can't have hope without assurance. There are some old Baptists that don't like the word assurance or confidence, and I never quite have figured that out. They think that a person that is confident that they are a child of God is overstating the position. They have the idea that you can never be quite sure of the fact that you're one of God's elect. Now, we are told to make our calling and election sure, are we not? You know, the definition of assurance is a positive declaration intended to give confidence or certainty. Okay. Now, we're not trusting in our own abilities. We're trusting in the completed work of Jesus Christ. It has nothing to do with us. It's not self-assurance we're talking about. It's assurance. It's confidence in the Word of God, and it's confidence in the fact that when Jesus said it is finished on the cross, that in fact he did finish it for his people. On the other side of the coin, hope. You know, the reason I can say you cannot have assurance without hope is because if we were hopeless, we didn't have any thing to look forward to in the future, how could we have any assurance? How could we have any assurance? Paul said that if Christ did not die, our hope is in vain. We have nothing to look forward to. That's what the Apostle Paul said. He said, if we have hope in this life only, we are most miserable. If we didn't believe in the resurrection. Hope is a feeling of expectation and a desire for a certain thing to happen. So hope has with it an optimistic state of mind that is based on an expectation of a positive outcome with respect to the events and circumstances for the Christian's future. Mm-mm. Do we believe the Word of God when it says that if he will go away, he will prepare a place for us and come again and receive us to himself, that where I am, there you may be also. Do we believe that? Well, that gives us hope. You know. And so, again, I think there's a lot of, especially some of the old school Baptists, that they don't like to talk about assurance for some reason. And I'm here to remind them and ourselves that Paul talked a lot about assurance. And, you know, we have an assurance. We have confidence. In Hebrews 6:11, I believe that Paul wrote Hebrews, that's my opinion. A lot of people think it was Luke or someone else. but it doesn't matter. Hebrews 6:11 says, "And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end." Notice both hope and assurance are used there. Also, we often find the word assurance coupled with the word faith as well. Hebrews 10:22 says, "Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water." The prophet Isaiah says in Isaiah 32:17, "The work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever." In Colossians, we're told that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love unto all riches of full assurance of knowledge, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and the Father and of Christ. I one time had a lengthy discussion with a gentleman that said he was old school Baptist, but he did not like to talk about assurance of our faith. Well, in Colossians, we're told that the hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and the Father and of Christ. 1 Thessalonians 1:5, "For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power, in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance, as ye know what manner of men we were among you for your sake." Well, Acts 17:31, "Because he hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, and that he hath raised him from the dead." If Christ had not raised from the dead, we would be yet in our sins, Paul says. And we are persuaded in our minds through the Holy Spirit that God has given us grace. We're persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. So if you don't believe that you can know that you're a child of God, then there's something amiss, is there not? 2 Timothy 1:12 says, "For the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day." Well, I'm glad to know that we can have a hope, but I'm also glad that we can have the assurance of our faith. I'm glad that God has given us the faith of Jesus Christ. In him we live and move and have our very being. I'm glad that we don't have to rest in our faith, that we can rest in the completed work of Jesus Christ and what he said that he has done. "Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose house the Lord is. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. My soul, wait thou only upon God, for an expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed. Well, this morning, let us proclaim the assurance of the faith that Christ has given us and the hope that we have in Him. God bless.